In this second and final example of conversational hypnosis in action, your purpose is to persuade a client to buy something that would be useful for him to have. You see, sometimes people have difficulty making up their minds. Maybe there are too many facts to process. Maybe they don't quite realize the many ways in which your product or service can actually help them. Or maybe they just have a very poor ability to make decisions and feel good about them. In this example, you can help a client make up his mind and feel good about this afterwards, without the pressure of any hard sell. Now, I've specifically chosen a slightly more complex example from a different industry to give you an idea of how you can use conversational hypnosis in really any setting. So let's begin. Well, thanks again for spending your time talking things through with us. You've given me a clear idea of what you want, but to be sure, just allow me to check. I want to make sure that I have things right. Now, you want a firm that can handle international accounts, that gives you a personal service, is friendly and reliable. You want people that know their job and can understand your business. You have an unusual business for the retail trade, so it's not enough to have accountants who are experienced in the retail trade. They really need to know your unique business and how you work. We've had our team in your offices for a few weeks now, and you've seen the report. You like the report because it shows that the accounts team actually understood the way that you do business. In fact, we've already shown you a few ways in which you can bypass a regulatory problem and get rid of a headache that's been dogging you for years. So you like the team and the work they've done. We understand your business and have international experience. You were very complimentary about them, for which I have to thank you. Now, I really don't want you to make up your mind to engage us until you are certain that this is the right choice for you. I guess you'd really have to consider what it would be like to have our team helping you out whenever you needed us. You'd have to think about our team being there for you in the long run. You need to know how they get on with your staff, how friendly they are when answering questions, how proactively they take their job. As an example, with this regulatory suggestion that they made during the first visit. But more importantly, you'd have to be sure that we can back you up whenever the going gets tough. You've seen the team under pressure already, and I really don't know how much they impressed you. You certainly seemed to like it at the time, but you must be sure that this is the kind of result that you'd want to have whenever you're up against the wall. And only you can answer that. All I know is that when you're choosing us to handle your accounts, you should feel only the relief of knowing that you're in great hands. So I guess the next thing to do is ask, do you have any questions for me? Or are you happy that you have all the information you need right now to make the right choice?